No, no me evitaré.
Can we hear me? Yep. Awesome. Fantastic. And I can hear you. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. Long break. Yesterday I had a wedding, a very interesting wedding. I never had any such an interesting wedding. Basically, they just nothing, just interesting. They read Rabbi Harris read the ksuva on the chuppah, and all of a sudden he stops. No one knows why he stopped. And then the band starts playing music. Apparently, the kawa had to give the cow heard him reading something that wasn't right. No one else caught it. Basically, they wrote the date the next month. It's a common mistake that when you're at the end of the month, you'll be getting ready to think it's the next month. Something I've seen that mistake before. Now I've seen that in invitations. I made that mistake in one of my kids' bar mitzvah invitations. I wrote the wrong month because he was like on Rosh Chodesh or the last whatever. So anyway, so they wrote the wrong month and the ksuva. And no one caught it, but the cow caught it whenever Harris was reading the ksuva. So now what do you do? Where's all our placekin?
Can't you just change it on the spot?
It's already signed. You can't
Oh, yes.
change the shtar after it's signed. This far in Eretz Yisrael, they don't sign it till after till under the chuppah, right? That's Eretz Yisrael. They sign it after the chuppah, but in Chutz Yaretz, we sign it and we have kabo, we have kabbalah's kinyan, and the signature. Everything's done really before the, you know, he happens the chassan hands the kawa the ksuva, which is some kind of kinyan too. But basically, the
Was it
kabbalah's kinyan,
earlier? It
what?
was an earlier month or a later month?
The later month.
Oh.
In other words, they wrote Cheshvan instead of it's really Tishrei. Okay. So I guess they decided that they have to write a new ksuva, which, okay. So they quickly, got out. They still had a, you have to have a blank ksuvas when you go to a wedding. Very important for other reasons, just in case it's a, usually you worry about the Eidim not signing by making a mistake. So they quickly wrote a new ksuva. So Rabbi, okay, that took around 10 minutes, whatever, maybe. Rabbi Harris reads the new ksuva, and guess what happens? He
Oh, great.
stops. Apparently, in the rush to write the new ksuva, they made a mistake and they in his name, because his name it was Nochem Tzvi. It's not such a normal name. And so the first time they wrote it right, but then the second time they thought it was Nassim Tzvi, which is a much more common name. So you get it. Anyway, so there was a shaila if it's kosher. So Rabbi Perry, Rabbi Grunblatt, Rabbi Welcher, the parent is a, I don't know anything about these things. I mean, I'm all right, then everyone through these halachas. And he said that Ramosha has a tshuva that if it's nicker, the mistake, so it's like it's not a mistake, because since in the beginning of the ksuva, they wrote his real name, Nochem Tzvi, and maybe he wrote it more another few places. And then at the end, they write a different name, so it's obvious it's a mistake, so it doesn't pass. So. But they decided to write another ksuva anyway. But they did that after the chuppah. So they got three ksuvas signed. I hate them. Anyway, I told someone after that I'm not being the Sadr Kedushin anymore because I don't know any of these halachas. What would I have done if I was stuck? I once had such a thing that after the wedding, I thought there was a mistake on the ksuva because I don't remember what it was. And the invitation, they had a different name than it was on the ksuva. But they told me that that's how it is. You know, there was a maybe in the invitation they called. I don't remember what it was anymore. It was just a nickname on the invitation. Anyway, so it was an interesting wedding. house from the halachic point of view. So they needed. I've seen them write a few more than one tshuva, but usually it's because the edim, they smudge their names. The edim get nervous and they leave out their they don't write properly. You know, sometimes it's because you forgot to put the vav in kanina. Like that has happened. You know, you have to put a vav in. You know what they tshuva, they leave out one letter that's not written. You have to fill it in before the edim sign. But here, this was unusual. They ate them sign three times. And they had to do the dinner three times over. Okay. What?
Sekadioma?
No Sekadioma. Why did no Sekadioma? No, you came in. You missed it.
I missed it.
They made a mistake. They wrote the wrong month. And then they wrote the wrong name.
Oh, it's different reasons each time.
Yeah, they wrote the wrong month because it's near Rosh Chodesh, so they were very thinking of the next month. But they wrote the wrong month, and no one caught it. And then, until after they were reading the Ksuva. And then, when they were hastily under the chuppah writing a new Ksuva, so they, by mistake, they wrote the wrong, the chassid's name wrong. So, okay.
Did they catch it on the spot, though?
They didn't catch it on the spot. They only caught it when Rabbi Harris was reading it. That was the funniest part. Funny part, you know. They thought it was fine. Rabbi Harris gets up to read the ksuva. So first, Rabbi Harris stops because of the wrong month, and then the second time he stopped because of the wrong name.
Good thing Rabbi Harris was paying attention.
He said the first one.
Was the first one really puzzle?
First one's really puzzle. Yes.
Why?
Because it's the wrong month.
I say, but a star mocha could be kosher.
Yeah, that means you don't have a ksuva for a month.
What? That
they can't have until the date of the ksuva.
First of all, the same nicker problem you could have.
No, it's not nicker. There's nothing nicker that it started from today.
Everybody knows where the wedding was. You have witnesses to eat them.
But it's not nicker in the star.
You have to be in the star. You need a ksuba. You need a written document.
So why by the name is it more nicker? Because
in the star itself, they had his name written the first time, right? And the second time, right? You know, the chassid's name is written a few times in the ksuba. So the few times, right. It's the same person. So you write it a few times. And then some stomach, they went, well, all of a sudden the chassan changed his name in the middle of the ksuva. Even a ma'isa, they didn't want to rely on that either. They wanted to do a new one. They just relied on that enough that they waited till after the chuppah to do the new ksuva. They didn't do it under the chuppah. But the
third one wasn't done until after the chuppah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the first one is mamish.
Did it let them go into yichud room before it was done?
Yeah, I think so, yes. But the first one's Mamish Basra. They're wrong, you know, it's not dated a month later. Anyway, I told someone, that's it. I'm not, I've had it for being Masada Kedushin. But
we know that Rebbe will still be Masada Kedushin.
I know, but I don't really want to be anymore. You know, there's like,
Rebbe, the Rashiva, even Lamaisa, he always, I think, brought Rabbi Naiman, at least in the later years, always brought Rabbi Naiman along to make sure that everything was...
Yeah, I always have someone else write it so that I know. The last time I did a wedding, I had Rabbi Freeman here, because it was a little complicated. It was in Coral Gables in Florida. He said no one knew how to spell Coral Gables.
I used to call her Nutza Zuchain Levracha. Ask them how to spell names.
Yeah, so you know, they have to know which what to write, what name, and then how you spell it. Was in Coral Gables.
That's what you guys. I mean, the reason called him nuts because he's a big Masada. He was a big Masada Gitzin. Yeah, so they're the ones who know how to spell everything.
I mean, Letterfield, I used to do. Okay. Anyway,
what's the pshat in like correct spelling of these places? What makes it correct?
I don't know. There is in Gittin. See, Ksuba is, I don't know if Ksuba is as common as Gittin, but in Gittin, there are many, first of all, there are Svarim and names.
Yeah.
And so people, You know, that's,
names of people or names of places?
Names of people.
How do you spell certain sounds?
Let's say my father's name, my name is Binyamin Pinchas. So does Pinchas have a yud or not a yud? So in the Chumash, there's some places with a yud and some places without a yud. So what's the proper spelling? My father's name is Chaim Mendel. So Mendel can be spelled like five different ways, because you can put ayins, because in Yiddish, you could put yuds, or you could just put nothing. You could just write Mem Nun Dawel Amin. I think that's where my father wrote his name. But Meh is a... So I asked a very big gadol in Yerushalayim, who's very well big in Gittin, how to write Mendel. And he told me it all depends how he pronounces it. And he told me there are three different pronunciations. And depending on the pronunciation, you write it differently. The only problem was that I don't have such a good ear, and all three sounded exactly the same to me.
What Rafi is asking is names of places, when you spell it in Hebrew, might have come in how you spell it. Neither one is really correct, or neither one is really wrong.
Well, they're correct according to the laws of Hebrew grammar and writing. In other words, there are certain rules of how we write. So do we write with a comet? Do we put an aleph? Do we put
certain sounds? There are rules how to write.
Well, a famous one is the letter J, the sound J. So in Gitzin, they write that Dalet Shin. Dalet Shin is for a J.
Right. There are sounds that are, and especially, yeah. So there are misaira in how you write certain sounds.
But so somebody's name.
And you also, by Gitzin, there's another thing is that there's, by Gittin, they're very machmir. You don't write again in a place that they never that has no Messiah for Gittin. You know, they write by Gittin, they usually write also near a water, because it'd be nicker.
There has to be a body of water, or else they won't use it.
A body of water, and if they, and they try and avoid. Now it's almost not possible, but it's, if let's say you're out west somewhere, and you want to get. They will not write a get usually where you live. They will tell you to come to a place where.
Yeah, Rav Nukta did it.
What?
Rav Nukta did it. He went to all these hick towns and he gave gittin.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes you have no brayer. You have no brayer. But the chatzchila, they prefer, for sure they prefer that they don't write in new places. They like that there should be a Messiah. I don't know.
Even Rav Nukta did in certain places where they established, like it was a famous thing in Muncie. They wanted to establish right Gittin in Muncie, because it used to be when Muncie was small, they just went to New York. But then Muncie got bigger, they wanted to do in Muncie. So the problem was there was a body of water which was there, which was called Lake Suzanne. Lake Suzanne. The problem is Lake Suzanne, on either end of it, there was water coming in and water coming out. So halachically, it wasn't a lake. It was a river, halachically. So they went to Ramosha, they said, what do they do? So Ramosha says, push it. It's Nahar Lak Suzanne. Its name is Lak Suzanne, but it's a Nahar. So it's Nahar Lak Suzanne. They went through a whole procedure in order to set up Muncie to be able to do Gittin there.
The people, they try and have a Messiah for Gittin. Rabbi Naiman, that why Rabbi Naiman was very happy with also with the names. That was, I think, because of Gittin. You know, he was happy that you should call by all the names. Person has two names and you should use them because
I think he got it from Rabbi Yaakov, who was very, very stark about that.
If you have a name and you don't use it, so that makes all kinds of shaitas and nishtaras. Is that really your name or not? So again, for ksubis, we're not so machmir, but for gittin, they're very machmir. Okay, anyway.
If a person spells his name taka with an aleph and the velt spells it with an ayin.
If you're an A, I don't think it makes any difference because you're an A. I don't know if it's definitely a difference, but in age, you're signing your name. That's the way you sign. So I think it's kosher, even if you signed it, because that's how you always sign. But if they're writing the name in the shtar, then it has to be written correctly.
And what if the chassan spells his name with an aleph, the velt spells with an ayin?
So then they would do a hamachuna. In Gittin, that's what they keep on using, hamachuna. They'll write up many, many, many times to say hamachuna this, hamachuna that, hamachuna. And therefore, they'll write the correct spelling in the first name, and they'll say Hamachuna and spell the way he spells it.
But I think in Iksuva, they'll just write the correct way, because we don't care the way that he misspells it. But when you sign, it's different. Anyway, it's confusing. No, yeah, you know.
Is it the same two Adim on all three Iksuvas?
No, I don't know. Anyway, the Misa, it just shows that, you know, you have to know what you're doing when you go to a wedding. It's not always so simple. I had in Israel, the photographer, I was an aide, and the photographer flashed a picture, and I didn't see the handing of the ring.
So what did you do?
I did. By the time I realized I didn't see it, the wedding was over. You know, because I too, I said, did I see that? No, I didn't, you know. And then, so I called up Scheinberg. He told me it's okay. He said, you saw it a second later. So I saw that ring of in the hand of the chassan. And a second later, I saw the ring in the hand of the kawa. And just in the second of the nisina, I was blinded. So Scheinberg, and it was really after the wedding. I don't know if what Rav Scheinberg would have said if I would have called him, you know, it would have been B'shas Maisa. You know, I mean, what the time I reached him, it was not, was already over. But yeah, all right.
I still remember Rabbi Naiman's nusach. He would say that the kal always, are you willing to accept this ring even though it's not worth very much?
Yes, that's what he has to say. Yes, we say that. Yes. Okay. All right, let's learn here a little bit. But it does show that you have to know your halachas. You can't just assume that it's a simple wedding. Everything is simple. Okay. So we wanted to start. I don't even know if they sent. I don't remember what we sent out. If we did send out, I don't. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I want to start from Tana Rabbana, or from Yidani Midas. What?
Gimel on the base.
So it's about five lines down. That's really the. It's a Gemara, which there's not that much on it in the Tosfos, but as far as the learning the sugya, this is like the background of all your vomits. Is this amid? You know, they have all the drushes. So that's three. Minoani meeting, and it's around the last word in the line. It's around eight lines down. Seven lines down. Okay. Minoani meeting. So Rashi says, it's an important Rashi.
All three.
So where I lost the Rashi. Yeah, Rashi's further down the page. You know what I mean? The erva v'sarasa v'sarasarasa la'olam. So even all four. Sara, erva, sarasa, sarasarasa la'olam. La'olam, I assume, does la'olam means, probably la'olam means sarasarasarasa, no?
Yeah, push up shot.
So both there. So Petura. So Rashi is already, you know, obviously, setting up for the Reiki Vegas Kasha in the Gemara too, but that Rashi has at the together because the Rashi is mashma that even if you have a pasuk for Tzara, you don't know Tzara Tzara, and even if you have a pasuk for Tzara Tzara, you don't know Tzara Tzara Tzara. Right, so that's where, but we'll see. The Gemara seems to say that also, but. People quote this Rashi because in the Gemara, there are maybe ways of draining the Gemara. But Rashi is a little bit harder to drain. So it sounds pretty much a Rashi that you need a pasuk for everything. And that's Rikki Vega's famous Kasha, which I'm sure everyone remembers because he's probably spent six months on it in the Forest Hills, is that why you need a pasuk for Tzara Tzara. Every Tzara is an Eishesach, Shabbat Makal Mitzvah. So every Tzara is a Tzara of an Eishesach.
This is not a machlok, it's Rav Ashi and Rav Yehuda on Daf Yud Gimel.
Okay. We'll get there. We'll get that. That's the Bira.
The Tosfos addresses at the beginning of the second Tosfos in the Beis Amud Aleph.
Okay, Rabbi Malti, you have too much Bekiyas for us.
Are you setting aside
but it's quoted in the Gra, right? That he quotes your a little bit of your Bekiyas. So David, I knew that Bekiyas.
But he's setting aside your Bekiyas Vager. Tzara is the Svara here that Tzara's Tzara, there's still a connection to the original issue in a Tzara's Tzara because there's the original Tzara is there. They were connected to the Erva. But Saros Sarva is completely removed, and therefore I might think it's still okay. Would that be the basic Svara?
I don't really want to, you know.
I'm saying, why don't you just continue forever? Why don't you keep on eating Lumudim, Lumudim, back to Lumudim?
There's about 15 million Rosh Hashivas, and we sometimes I'm not ready to really.
I'm just asking Shtibel.
Okay, but I'm not ready for Shtibel. Why should we say Shtibel?
Okay.
Why should we learn Shtibel? We got the Gedayim here. But okay, let's read the Gemara. So, you know what I mean? The Tana Rabbana. So, this is a Braisa. So a braisa lechayra means this is how we paskin, even though it's not so clear because it could be it's a machlokes. But pashtus, this is how we paskin. It's a braisa. Isha achosel losikach litzror negadal zervasa aleha b'chayav. So this is a pasuk not by Yibum. This is a pasuk in the parsha of Arias. Right,
two sisters.
What?
Can't marry two sisters.
Yeah, this is in the parsha. This is in Vayikra, in the probably in Achrei Mos. So that there's you can't marry Isha Achosa. You can't marry your wife's sister. So you got Litzur Legados Ervosa Alecha Bechaya. Now Bechaya means that the only time there's an Isser to marry your wife's sister is when your wife is alive. Once your wife dies, you could marry her sister, which is an important halacha. It's different than Eishesach. Eishesach, you cannot marry even after the brother died. Obviously, that's the whole din of Yibum. But your wife's sister, it's a pasuk says it's only Bechayel. Right? It's not such an uncommon thing that people marry their wife's sister after the wife dies.
Just one question. Rashi, Rebbe quoted Rashi. Is the word paturos or poteres? Is paturos? What
should the word be? I don't know. Diktuk. Okay. I don't know. Where's the Rashi?
The Rebbe just read Rashi. I'm saying that in other words, they are pottering.
Embarrassing questions, but I'll look again.
No, I'm saying they're always.
Paturos.
Sounds like they're always potter, but we're not asking about being pot. We're asking that they should be. Poteris, you know,
that they're potter. How do we know the Arab is potter? How do we know the Tsar is potter? How do we know the Tsar is Saras is potter?
No, but the Mishnah is talking about pottering somebody else. Potter. The Mishnah is not talking about being potter and then coming back. That was our last sugi. We're talking about that they are potterers, right? They are exempting the next person.
I don't agree. We're talking about they themselves. Yeah. How do we know that an Arab herself is potter? Now we're going,
that she's always potter, it doesn't come back. We already went through that sugya.
Nothing coming back. Right now, the brother, your dead brother died, and one of his wives was your wife's sister. So how do you know that you can't do yibum to her?
The braisa. Finish.
That's his braisa.
The Mishnah is talking about this one potters the other one, right?
That's... I don't know about the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about it, but the Gemara's question, Rashi's saying we're talking about
isn't the point that this person potters the next person?
But what Rashi says, how do we know she herself?
I know that's not the question. That's not what we're talking about. Okay.
I don't know. The drasha of Aleha is not as far as pitering, as far as she herself. The Rashi is right.
Right, but Rashi's including all these people. How do we know? And then La'olam, I'm just, okay.
Rashi's going on all of them. How do we know that Erva is potter? How do we know that Sarah is potter? How do we know that Sarah Saras is potter? And how do we know La'olam is potter? I think so. Okay, anyway, so let's see. So the word aleha seems to be accurate. Rashi says, "Litlo the gadol zervasa b'chayav." Tishman isha b'chayi ishto neresaris and achleiso u'achar misa muteris. In other words, the word aleha in a simple before you get to the drasha, you have to sort of know what the simple pshat of the pasuk is. The simple pshat of the pasuk aleha is another way of saying Bechayel. And when you read the pasuk, it's aleha while she's on her. So it's an introduction to the word Bechayel. That's a simple shot in the word. But and you know, I suspect if you look at an English Chumash, that's how they will translate the word Allah. That see on her when she's alive. But the question is, Rav, the Gemara's kash is that but you could have sufficed without the word Allah. Right? That's what Rashi says. The Tishma Nami, and I would even without the word Allah, I would know. So in other words, the simple shot, that's what the word Allah is coming for, but I would know that without it. So now my time of life, that's already in the parsha of Yibam, different place. That's in Zvarim. So I would have some havamina for some reason, which is what the Gemara is going to go out into later, that the mitzvah Yibam applies even if she's an erva. So then we say, Namar kan alav, and Namar alahadan alav. Ma'alahadan alakal mitzvah, afkam alakal mitzvah. Ba'amarachman alasikach. Right. In other words, the I don't really get the drasha. The Allah of Ayibam tells us we're talking about Makom Mitzvah. It's because the Allah is not.
What does Makom Mitzvah mean? That they have no children?
Yes. Yes.
Right.
So Yavama Yavah Allah. So that word Allah, I don't know if that word Allah is extra. But the Allah is, so we go back, we say, just like this Allah is talking about Makom Yibam. So it says that you can't marry your Achaz Ishto, Losika Litra, the goddess of Allah, is talking about the same case. It's talking about the Makom Mitzvah. So if the Makom Mitzvah, you can't marry. I would ask the question, but I don't like asking questions on drushes. But just for fun, in case someone has a quick answer, I'll listen. Why don't we make the opposite drusha? That the pasuk of Isha Chos Liga Litra Gaser Vasaleha is talking about even an erva. So the pasuk of Yavama Yavaleha is talking even by an erva. Right, you can make the opposite drasha. You know,
right? If we're using the non, if we're using the allah that's not extra to define what the allah that is extra means, right? So then that only goes one way.
Okay, you're saying it's because only one allah is extra, but I'm not sure if that's true.
And it holds up, yeah.
In other words,
at least the Gemara here points out that that's actually on one side.
The din of Yibam and apply it that the pasuk of the Yikra is talking about the Makom Yibam. Mm-hmm. You say the opposite, that the pasuk in Vayikra is telling us that the parsha of Yibam is talking even by an erva. But okay, we don't usually ask kashas and drashas, so I think we should just go further. But maybe our Hitzik is right because. We make the drasha and where the Allah is extra. So the Allah is extra by erva, we're saying that's added, so that there it's a Makom Mitzvah. Okay, maybe. Okay. So Makom Mitzvah, I've got Makom Mitzvah.
If I didn't have Allah there, what would I say?
I didn't have Allah where?
By Vayikra.
I would say that the Yikra is talking only when it's not B'makom Mitzvah. The Torah only answered when it's not B'makom Mitzvah, but when it's B'makom Mitzvah, the Torah never answered.
From you, so I would say by Yavama Yava, then I would leave a Yikra out of it, and I would say Yavama Yava Aleha means marba everything.
No, I wouldn't say because Yavama Yava does marba everything. I would just, for some reason on my own, I would say, maybe essay daichalosa say whatever. Not that that's what the pasuk is saying. Yavama yavo that'll tell me there's a mitzvah essay. I would have, let's say, a havamina for whatever reason that essay daichalosa sheish bakaris, and therefore I would assume that mistama that you have beer with the yibum even when it's a kares. Not that that pasuk is saying it. I would assume it on my own because esay docha docha sheish bekares. That's the simple pshat. And then the word's going to ask it. That's not true. But okay.
So I'm saying you have to wait to Vayikra to memayit her from this mitzvah.
But you need a pasuk in Vayikra to say that no, that even though you would have had a havamina, that esay docha docha sheish bekares, and therefore the mitzvah, the iser would be nitveh by the mitzvah. The Allah tells you that the mitzvah, the iser is not nitveh by the mitzvah. Okay. Let's go further. So Allah, this is called in the yeshivish terminology, we call that the drush of Allah. So Allah tells us that she herself is potter from is potter.
Is this called a hekish or a gzeirah shavah?
I do not know. The
a gzeirah shavah requires a masarah.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Also, the Gemara leader calls it a hekish.
Also, what?
The Gemara leader calls it a hekish in Daf Bess.
Okay, I don't know.
Doesn't the word hekesh, they use the word juxtaposition, usually means next to each other. It's usually the definition, but these are not next to each other.
No, that's muhim.
Okay, let me go. Eli adahi, terasa minayim, tamala war litzer. That's what the word litzer means. Okay.
There's a whole big machlekas on the girsa here.
Okay, but I'm just looking at the Rashi. Shomeani afiro napa the fun of the yibam achas minarayas tisyavim. I don't know what Rashi's saying.
That's without the hekesh, I would say this.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but I just don't know what Rashi's saying because that's Pashib Shani Gemara. I don't know what Rashi's adding to the simple Shani Gemara. So may I be up in the front of the Yibam. That's
from the Pasuk, as opposed to what Rebbe was saying before, it's Misvara. From the Pasuk itself, I would have said that. In the Pasuk itself, not Misvara.
Rashi doesn't really see that in Rashi.
Shemeya ani from Shemeya means I darshan out. Shemeya ani, I hear from
Rashi,
here.
That you're making a deal from the Lashon of the Gemara. I think what is Rashi adding over what
Dafka from the Pasuk?
That you do.
Dafka from the Pasuk, it is not as far as that.
Maybe you save the Pasuk to just Ola Chalitza, not Yibam.
Shemeya ani, I'll be able to open up the Yibam.
Tisyabim.
Okay, that could be. I hear that better. I don't hear how. Shmuel, I don't hear so much because I don't see Rashi. The Shemayah is not Rashi. That's a different masculine. But maybe the Tisyabim, in other words, that Rashi's telling you, not that the Havamina was that there's Chalitza. Because that's really a good Havamina. That would be a really good Havamina. But Rashi's saying, no, the Havamina is that there wouldn't even be Yibam. And that's where the Gemara is going to have a Kasha. Why should there be a yibum? I ain't essay dechadose shesh bakares. If the shomei ani would be that there's chalitza, so then there's no kasha later.
The mice that also seems kind of pashut in the Gemara, or like the pasuk says yibum yavo aleh. Does not that means yibum? Does it? It's hard to hear how that would refer to chalitza.
No, it doesn't. It's not so bad because you would assume you have a mitzvah yibum. Pashup shots like this. Pashup shots is that there's a mitzvah yibum in all cases. There's a technical blockage. You can't do it. But the technical blockage doesn't mean there's no mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, just you can't do it. It's like someone pours shmir's chazer butter on your matzah. So you're still mechuyev to eat matzah. You just can't eat it. So therefore, you have to do chalitza. In other words, the mitzvah yibum is here. You just can't do it. And therefore, because the mitzvah's yibum is here and you can't do it, so what you have to do is you have to do chalitza. That could have been what the Rashi's coming in Afuke. That's not bad. I like your shot, even though you don't like it. That without Rashi, you would have said that the Havamina was that the mitzvah Yiba remains the Gabi, that now you have to do Chalitza. The mitzvah, practically, it's a mitzvah yibum. You can't do it because there's a blockage. Okay, so if there's a mitzvah yibum, you can't do it because of the blockage. So, of course, you have to do chalitza. So Rashi says, no, that the havamina was that you could mamish do yibum. It's yabin. Which the Gemara is going to ask, why should there be such a havamina? Okay, anyway, let's continue. Samara says, Tamil baby had a heat, Sarasa Minai, Tamil Ritzer. So, yes, there's a grow here with the different gears. You know, we see that. But let's read the gears the way we have it, because apparently, Tysus apparently had our gears, you know, right, Rav Nosson?
I think it's just our gear said that it has that line there, it should say Tamil Lomi Latsur.
Okay, but I'm saying, but the next line, Atar Taifas has it. The Groh is saying there's some kind of different Gersa, but the Taifas has argued. I don't know what you're saying. The public says Litzor, so they're not going to say Tamanoma Litzor without a vote.
That's a weakness in that reading, correct?
So it's Talmud Omer Litzor, and then the darshan from the extra vav.
Extra resh.
Yes. What?
The extra resh.
The extra resh. Rashi says, yes, you're right. The extra resh. I'm sorry. Litzor Rashi says, Soros Harbe Mashma. Okay, so it's an extra resh. I could have said Lensur, but it would have been an extra resh, yes. And I'm a Lensur, and a Lensur. The Amy had a Akos Isha. Shara Rais Minayin. Amrit. Ma Akos Isha Muchadashi Erva. Now, this is a little unclear to me. The Gemara later makes some kind of like a heckish, no? Acacia de Yanai?
Is this opinion
of what?
It's a hekesh. It says like in the middle,
it says like in the middle. So the Gemara is saying, and Afchez, you see the Gemara and Afchez, it's a little different. The Gemara
that how many lines down?
That's the first Hekesh, the second Hekesh afterwards.
The Gemara and Afchez, about a third of the wine down, it says, the boys aim at Asya Bekesha to be Rabbi Yonai, Yonah. Tamar Rabbi Yehuda, Vitema Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Amar Kro Kikol Shiyas Mikol Davis Eidav Nikrasu. That's after in Bayikra, in Achrei Mos at the end, it makes a catch-all for everyone together. The Huk Shul Go Arayis Kudam Eishes Dog. So all the Arayis are compared to each other. Man Eishes Dog Shari. That said, it's Mutter. You know, B'Makom Yibu. So therefore, Kodak Malala. So that's then we have a Omar, then I'm back on the third return. Mitzvah go right, think of the train. I should go. So the Gemara, it seems to say here that the reason
Rashi says that's referring to
Dafkin. All riots are also is because they're hooked.
To the Rashi says that the Kani Breish Perkin Machosisha Miyuchadas.
So it's a little funny. Where's Rashi say that?
It's like opposite the Hagos Vitzionim on the right.
Even the Prat when they call it out. Yeah, but I'm just saying
it's the next Rashi.
He's quoting our Gemara.
Yeah.
In other words, our Gemara doesn't sound like it's a Hekish. Our Gemara sounds like it's a Binyanav. Yeah, because it says that's why it goes through all these things. If it's a Hekish, you don't need you just say there's a Hekish. Right? So the Gemara on Daf Gimel Madei sounds like it's not a Hekish. It's that it's a Svara. It's like a Binyanav. The Torah says it's in by Achos Ishto. And all Arayas are the same as Achos Ishto.
What's the small Tosfos on our page also sounds like he's learning that our Gemara is not the Hekish. Tosfos Devar Masal Ma Achos Ishto Miuchedas.
Based on his Torah. So he's Guba answering that they're Samach. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Samach. What does Samach mean? Samach means that, Samach usually means that does he mean that they're the whole thing is a Hekish?
I thought Tosis meant somehow not that this is Reb Yana. Argamar is Taka Binyanav.
I misquoted Reb Yana. My mistake. Don't make my
Reb Yana.
I made a mistake. I'm gonna get everyone to make the same mistake. Geisha Reb Yana.
That this is not the Geisha Reb Yana. There's some weakness. There's a pirch on the Binyanav. So the Gemara is like Samech on the fact that there's a Hekesh, which. I mean, I don't understand that. Maybe I'm wrong because that pshat has the weakness that I'm like, what's the Gemara doing here?
Yes,
it's like if you need the Hekesh, just say the Hekesh. Like
yes. So it's very strange. There's it. Titus means to say that they're using Reb Yona. So what do you do with the Gemara? Even Samach, I haven't agreed with you. The word Samach is a little funny word, but Titus should have said that they're using. And that's what Tavis means. I don't know.
Which Tosfos are we discussing? Ma'achosisha?
Ma'achosisha. There's Tavis Kupa. Tavis obviously in his Havamina learned that it's just a binyanav. So Tavis asks Akasha, there's a percha.
Yeah.
The is that shkein biyada the harvest. What is that percha? I don't know.
That you can make it. You can every time you marry a woman, you get more achosishas.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Tavis answers that we're relying on the Hekesh Reb Yana, which means and therefore even though there's a percha, we don't care. So when it sounds like simple pshat and Tavis, is Tavis Havamina was that the Gemara is making a binyanav, and Tavis' maskana is he's having charata. Either way, the word samach is an ambiguous word, and Tavis is la dafka. That would be the simple pshat. And Tavis means that he's changing. I thought that it's a heck, it's a binyanav, a mamatsino. No, it's a heckish, which, it's a little bit funny, the lashon and the Gemara. It's a little funny, the word samach. Okay, but I don't know. This type is what creates the problem for Rav Elchanan's famous kasha, which we did not do in the last sugya. But in the last sugya, Daf Beis and Aleph, Taibis asks the kasha, the beauty of your bum is that everything is interconnected. So Taibis and Daf Beis and Aleph, if you remember, asks the kasha, then neither should have a pture nestra. And other people learn Taifas as Kasha, then neither should have a Ptur Litzror. And Taifas the Rosh says the answer is, we don't learn out from Achas Ishto because it's not Dome, because it's not an Isser Korva. The Rav Ochanan asks the Kasha that you see from Taifas. He doesn't, I don't know if he quotes this Taifas, but it's basically what he's asking. That even though there's a Pircha on the Limud from Achas Ishto, we don't care because we rely on Akesha of Rav Yona. So what's Taifas is the answer? That Nida is different. It's a we don't ask Pirchas on a Hekesh. That's Rav Chanan asked that Kasha on Taifas. That Eima Shiva and our Hekesh. So what's Taifas doing? Taifas is making a Pircha. That this is an Issa Karva and this is not an Issa Karva. But the Maisa Nida's in the Hek in Nida's also in Vayikra. So Nida's also in the Hekesh. And you see from Taisus that when we, even though you have a Pircha, we don't care. If you're in the Hekesh or if you have a Yonah, I don't care that you have a Pircha. Right? That was Rav Ochanan's Kasha. I don't know offhand the answer. A good Kasha. But okay, but let's leave it in a vein. But anyway, so it's not clear the Gemara. It in his that these Havamina was probably the Machlekes Asugyas, that the Gemara here is assuming this Brisa. It sounds like Poshib Shap that Tavis and Havamina thought that this Gemara did not agree with Rav Yona. And that the Gemara later in Daf Ches brings in Rav Yonah. This Gemara doesn't hold the Rav Yonah. But then Taifas has his own Bikiyas problem, and that's why he has to bring in Rav Yonah. Okay, let's continue.
Bring down the Achiezer, yes, that Kasha, I don't know.
The Achiezer asks which Kasha?
Amos, even all Akash.
Yeah, then Rav Chan asks the Kasha too, okay. Rav Chan is good. I think Rav Chan asks the Kasha, no, I think so. That's my recollection. Maybe I'm making a mixing up. And was Rabbi Chezer asked the Kasha? Okay, I don't know. So then I made a mistake. It could be I made a mistake. Okay. So let's go further. Then the Gemara says, "Beinad a hates for Saminayim. I'm in Malchus Dishim Mechashi Erva V'Chayim Asoni Kardi Ashkog V'Chav to the Sirti Yibav Asras Asura. Of course, she Erva." This is also a very strange Gemara. Like, it's like such an extra step. Like, why? Either way, if they're learning from the Binyan Av, and according to Taifas, they're learning from the Hekesh, so what was the question? You know, either once you went ahead and you made the Binyan Av or the Hekesh for the din of Erva herself, what's the Havamina to say that you don't make that same Binyan Av and Hekesh for the Tzara, right? And I think like the question was like such a silly question. I just told you that it's a Binyan Av because they're exactly the same, and that's why she's Potter. Say, well, what about the Tzara? The same answer, obviously, right? He has Akasha. Rav Elia Baruch, I think that the Gemara that there's no that there's
what's
no
the, question?
The Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara starts out with, I mean, it's a Brisa. It's not the Gemara. It's a Brisa. Ve'eli and Achos Isha Shai Rais Minayim. So the Gemara gives an answer. So we point that out from Taisus that there's two pshatim in the Gemara's answer. Either the Gemara is making a Binyan Av because all our Rais are the same. Or the Gemara is saying is a Hekesh of Rav Yona, which tells us all rise in the same. Okay. Then the Gemara says the next question. What does the Gemara answer? The exact same answer. So what was the Avamina? I mean, it's the exact same answer. So what was the question to ask So Rosh Minayan, obviously, if we make a hekesh,
that's not the answer. Not like a hekesh.
We make a hekesh,
and no, we're learning binyan.
The answer is not a hekesh.
Of saying Hargamar is learning binyan.
The maksa. So if we make the hekesh, the gabi she herself. We surely make. We likewise make this hekesh the gabi and the pter tzara. What's the difference?
The Gemara doesn't say answer hekesh. I thought the Gemara is saying that they're so similar that it should be the same din.
We said, I'm assuming the Parsha of Shah, the Gemara said it's Xerah Shafa. You're right. It's a binyan av. And even that's fair. Good. So if they're so similar, so just like they're so similar that we carry over the din alal, we should also be so similar that you should carry over the din nitzur. But Taisus, Pashtus, in Tavis Diri Maskil Ma, is even making it even worse. Because Tavis Pashas is saying that the Gemara's answer was Hekish of Rav Yona. So that's for sure. Because once you through this rule of Amos Shiva and our Hekish, so for sure the Gemara is very strange. Like what was the Havamina to split? If you just like you carry over the din of Allah, you should carry over the din of Litzor.
Why? Tzara is not as strong an erva as a direct erva. It's hard to say.
It's the same Tzara. The Tzara is that whatever you find by Achlas Ishto, logically should apply by other ervas because they're all kares. They're all shigasa chatas. You know, they're all exactly the same. So they should have the same din. What's the difference? That was the Tzara. So just like, what's the difference of Gabi the Ptur of herself? What's the difference of Gabi the Ptur of the Tzara? Right? There's no. Well, it sounds like a. Like, what's what would be the room for a Havamina? You see, because she erva chayove al zdon akaris ashigosa chatas. So erva
maybe the erva is not infected completely.
Erva. Kares and Chatzis. Those are the three things that you need. So, okay. So, therefore, they're all the same. What? I'm sorry?
I mean, there's a whole discussion. I think the Tosa Rosh discusses whether the pshat is that, you know, an erva just potter from Yibam Chalitza, but doesn't potter.
I don't know. I didn't title. You okay. Want to know that the question, I believe the question in the but we don't want to jump ahead of ourselves. Where is this Taivis Arash? It's right here or somewhere else?
I think he brings it on Daf Yud Gimel.
Yeah, okay.
He asked the question, why is Daf Yud Gimel asking the question again based upon...
I just didn't remember where it's on Yud Gimel?
Yeah.
Another thing, the question in the Svara is, in the Rosh Hashiva is, how does Erva pater the Tzara? Does Erva, the Yeshiva Shechakira, does the fact that I'm pater make you pater? Or the fact that I'm usher make you usher and now you pater yourself? Right? In other words, the ptur spreads since the erva is potter, so the ptur on the erva spreads to the tzara.
What's the nafkemina?
I tell you the truth, I do not know, but it's one of these lamda shechakiras that probably have lots of nafkeminas as we go through the mesecta. But that's one of the very big yeshiva shechakiras. That how does erva potter the tzara? Does it that the ptur spreads? Or that it's you know, Rabbanach Ber's Lashon. Those remember Rabbanach Ber, Poteres Ve'Oseres. I don't know. Is that there? I make you.
Is that guessing that that's what's going on here in the Brisa? I don't know.
We're just saying that logically, I don't know why. What was the difference of the Erba herself is Poter, and Amy Adahi.
Maybe it's different because Achas Isha, her whole pator is not to become a co-wife. Because the etzem achas isha is a problem becoming a co-wife. The other ones is not a problem in the world of co-wives. It's a din in yibum. That's what it's a big chiddush to say that it patters to become a tzara just because of nefelas liyibum. Achas isha, the etzem, the whole pator is a co-wife. It's litzra. They don't want to have the two sisters married to him at the same time. So it's an extension to make it in a din yibum when it's not really a problem.
And Achaz Isha, even when there's no tzara, it's
right. They're becoming tzara. We don't want to become tzaras, right? So that's why we say that's why it's not so pasha to extend out litzra. So you need to say that no, those three things are the milos to say to compare it.
Based
on what Shmuel's saying, that it comes out that the tzara has nothing to do with the tzara of the co-wife. It has to do with his current wife, because one of those two sisters is his current wife. So we're saying you can't make marry the sister, because then you'll make them into tzaras.
Okay, maybe you are onto something, but I don't know. But let me go further, okay? Because I want to finish the brisa. But I don't know. I hear something. But Pashas is a kasha. What was the Gemara's Havamina to say, to ask the brisa that Amy had a Tzarasa Minayim? Okay, let's go further.
Because of the language, the Rebbe is basically saying, just on a simple level, that the language of the two things, it sounds exactly the same, except with the extra thing added in about Tzara.
Right. So what is the same thing? We already said this, Svara. Okay, so let's go further.
At the first step, what did we think? That it wouldn't extend somehow?
That's what I don't understand. Okay, but I want to go further. I want to finish any surprise before the end of the day.
Couldn't you use Tzara as a perfect
Mikan Amru, Hachamim, Hamesh Esrei Noshim, Poitris, Tzaraseyem, Mitzara Tzaraseyem, Mina Chalitza, Mina Yibam. Now, what was on the Gemara throws in Chalitza? At Saifa Oida. So where did they say Mina Chalitza? This is the big shayla.
What about Tzara? We didn't discuss Tzara till now.
Okay. But that we said we did. We did it from
we're skipping. Tzara. All of a sudden we did herself. We did Tzara.
But we did.
Gemara never made any kind of heckish for Tzara.
Barship shot is because the Gemara knows the answer that because of the same heckish.
That's okay.
They just don't bother saying it a third time. But the question is.
Wait a second, then why did you ask it in the first place?
Wait. I mean, I want to take in a question. The Gemara says, from here we learn out towards Chalitza. Parshat Shat, that's not true. Parshat Shat, those who have the key, right, the key is in the Misakha. How do we know towards Chalitza?
The Kachas.
The Kachas. I'm koshing out of Yibam and out of Chalitza. Parshat Shat, this is only telling us of Tor Yibam. This is not teaching us of Tor Chalitza.
But we know Lakachas besides that, so therefore it throws it in.
The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, we can Amru. This is a very important Shaila. I think this is in the Berakah Shmuel. Does Allah also pater you from Chalitza, or Allah only paters from Yibam?
Oh, this is bringing back memories of Rishiva's Pilpul Shirim.
Oh, yeah, you see that. Bring you back memories. Right? So the Gemara.
It was 28 years ago.
The Gemara is Lashon Mikan Amru Achamim. Hamegan of Tursa Sayyam Israel Mina Chalitza Mina Yibam. So the Chalitza Poshim Shad is not from Lakachas, but it's from Allah itself, which means that the Gemara now seems to be saying that even the that the kachas alone, or maybe the kachas, once we have a din that the kachas patzes the tzara, once we see that the kachas can pat, is a piter that affects the tzara, so then it obviously has a pater also from chalitza. That would be seemingly Parshat Shah and Gemara. But somehow or another, if it wouldn't be able to pater, if it wouldn't be pater from chalitza, it would never pater the tzara. So since it patters at Tzara, that's a raya that it even patters from Chalitza. That would be
that's the rule from Lakachas. They rise and fall together. Kol Shein Lim Chalitza.
No. Gemara Pashiv Shah
That's lakachas.
Parshat Pshat, the Gemara is not using lakachas here. The Parshat Pshat is that we don't need lakachas. I'm saying that the simple rashma of this Gemara is mashma that even if the Torah never wrote lakachas, I would know that chayve krisis is koshe, that I would know that an erva is it does not have chalitza. I said, why do I think you need lakachas?
Why are we bringing in lakachas at this point for?
They don't bring in lakachas. That's the point. Right. No one mentions lakachas here. That's the whole point. No one mentions lakachas, and yet the Gemara says, Mikan Amru. Mikan Amru means from here. Mikan Amru, then you're Pater Min Chalitza. That's the Chariz of Sheker. It's not Mikan Amru, you're Pater from Chalitza. We know you're Pater from Chalitza from lakachas.
Yeah, Rabbi, well, the Gemara only brings in lakachas by Chayv Lavin Vase and Chayv Lavin of Ndav Chav, but somebody who's Shaloi B'Makay Mitzvah, the Gemara there is not talking about somebody who becomes Shaloi B'Makay
Mitzvah. Parshat Pshat is the Gemara comes out that lakachas is speaking, the Gemara that was a Havamina, but Gemara Maskana is lakachas is speaking by Chayv Krisis.
Well, this is my Royce, right?
Yeah, but we're putting the pasuk by Chayv Krisis. Okay, let me go. I still want to finish it.
What's Rabbi's answer? Sorry.
I don't have an answer. The mashmos of this Gemara is mashma that you don't need.